This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Ladies and gentlemen, can I please have your attention? And I need all of you to stop what you're doing and listen.
Robert Scott Bell Show.
A lot of people have said there are people now dying of the swine flu who are in good health. By whose standards? Hospitals serve Jell-O.
Robert Scott Bell.
Food advertising. You know the people. Fresh, natural, hearty, old-fashioned, homemade goodness in a can.
Robert Scott Bell.
Dr. Agus argues that the fountain of youth is attainable if everyone were to take statin drugs.
Excuse me?
It sounds completely, completely insane.
Taking on bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom and making sense out of medical propaganda. The voice of health, freedom, and liberty, Robert Scott Bell.
In the course of doing the Robert Scott Bell Show, I meet a lot of people that share what I call vitamin L. That is, they exude love from their very pores. And you meet them, the heart is open, and they open your heart too. This is one such person we meet here at the Reawaken America Tour in Nashville. Amelia Love joins us now on the Robert Scott Bell Show from AmeliaLoveWorld.com and ChurchOnSundays.com.
Yes.
Whoa. I don't even know how you got that. Welcome. She's
Hi.
Awesome. So, what is it that makes you so bubbly and happy? And let me see if I can get that. There you go. Go for it.
So, I own a happiness coaching company, and we work with some of the most advanced, intelligent women and men on the planet. So, we teach people how to get to permanent happiness through deep forgiveness, through healing their childhood wounds. And in that space, their minds become silent. They can hear God, and they can do what it is that they came here to do, which is serve God.
I love it. You know, identifying your mission and purpose is something that is seemingly a lost art, and people are struggling. They're just kind of fumbling around in the dark until they find out there's a reason for being here.
Yes.
And I know that it's unique to each and every one of you out there. Your mission and passion and purpose may be a little different, but that's okay. God created us as individuals. And so when you have come up through your life experience, you're telling me about stories out of England and then coming to America doing, I don't know if it's rap, hip-hop, or music, different things you did. I mean, I can't even keep up.
I know. It's been very interesting. The last 20 years was training for what I do now. Mm-hmm. And that's the story for everybody. If you look back on your life, it was training you for this moment so that you would be equipped. So anybody who feels that they've wasted time or made wrong decisions or they, you know, pursued maybe multiple careers, just know that this was all of the knowledge and experience that they were meant to have ready for this time. And the most important thing at this time is that when God says move, that they obey.
So you come to America from England. And is that when you started doing more music stuff?
Yes, I came out for music, and then I really liked the weather, and the weather's terrible in England, and and my family visit because they like the weather, and so so deciding to stay here, and then I launched my happiness program 4 years ago. We've had over 500 women come through. My CEO is Alicia Bravo. She's an ordained minister, and the other coach, Dr. Sherry Furlow, is also the 22-year ordained pastor that runs my my church for me too. Mm-hmm. She's one of my coaches. And so what we do is we help people. We help people, and now we launched our church, Church on Sundays. We launched that only 12 weeks ago. It's 12 weeks old, and we are getting about 1 million people every Sunday.
Wow.
And we had Billy Falcon, Bon Jovi's best friend, singing on the show just a few weeks ago. Mm-hmm. Stella Emanuel has agreed to come on and do her
Stella's
testimony.
Amazing. Yep.
And so it's really exciting. So we have the church service that's been running 12 weeks. But actually, just a couple of weeks ago, we launched 7 days of Christian programming. So now we have Mondays, which is Christian Women's Hour. Sheila Holm joined us last week, and we're going to be in, I think Dr. Tenpenny has agreed to come on as well on a Monday. And Tuesdays, Men of God. Clay Clark that organized this event that we're all at. He has booked to join us on this Tuesday, so he'll be on the Men of God show. And then Wednesdays we have Wellness Wednesdays. Judy Makovich is going to be on. We had Dr. Asim on last week. And Dr. Asim was 2 weeks before that, that's mm-hmm. right. And then Thursdays we have Bible study with J.W. Stillreed, who is an author on Amazon. He wrote The Basics of Christianity, he teaches. And then Friday, Spiritual Warfare. And we have a teacher called Richard Oswald, and he wrote Inside the Devil's Toolbox, and he teaches our spiritual warfare class. So what we're trying to do here is really just provide people what they need. In terms of if somebody wants to come in and do the happiness program, somebody can read my How to Be Happy book with Charlie Ward, or they can come and attend the classes. So,
yeah, and your Wellness Wednesdays, I think I'm going to show up one time.
I want you on there. Right. I'm going to have you booked in, actually. We're going to do it. As soon as we finish, I'll send my producer over. She's right there. She's going to come over and book you.
Awesome. And How to Be Happy with Charlie Ward. Tell me more about this book.
This is really exciting. So back in May, God told me it's time to write your book. And so he said, you're going to get a series of interviews with the people that you know to be happy. And so first person on my list was Charlie Ward. So I called Charlie. I said, Charlie, will you be in my book? And he said, yes. So that was the start. So we recorded our interview. I'm the only person in the history of the world that has recorded an interview with Charlie Ward and asked him not to post it on his website.
And how do you respond the first time you said, please don't post this on your website?
Well, I've only ever done it once, and he was shocked. But he just said, well, we'll store it, send it to Drew, send it to Tara, and okay, let me know when you want to put it out.
Yeah.
And to this day, I'm still not sure whether we're going to put it out yet. I'll see, because I really needed it for the book chapter.
So the basis for that chapter is the interview you did with
yes.
him? Okay.
Yes, because we recorded 30-minute interviews, and then we had them transcribed and turned into chapters. Mm-hmm. So it's conversations between myself and a good friend. And so Charlie Ward's in there, and Vanderstill's in there, Sean Stone's in there, Laura Eisenhower, the doctor called Dr. Elia, who is the number one happiness author on Amazon. He's also the president of the happiness organization in Geneva. He wrote the foreword, and he did a chapter with me, and he's a friend of mine. So we have a real cross-section. Joe Joyce, who is about to be the heavyweight champion of the world, he's in there too. He's also a client. He's done my program. So we just got, it's really, really fun. It's just really fun, and it's just fun conversations, but lots of really good gold in terms of helping people to come up in frequency, to feel happier. Yeah. And what's so good about it is if somebody is feeling down, the book's going to lift them. If someone feels good, it's going to entertain them, and it's going to soothe their soul to know that there's other people that are happy like them. And then if somebody is really happy and they have some friends that are not happy, they can give them this book, and this can give the person the tools that they need. And then obviously if people want to really take it far and come in and do my program with one of my coaches, then they can really, like, you know, they can really, really take off. Mm-hmm. So
tell me about the journey to happiness. You know, if you're traveling through the music industry, whether it be in Britain or in America, there's a lot of sadness, of despair, and horrible things that happen. Did you have to navigate any difficult times through that?
Well, the reason I left in the end was because I felt like everyone you met was always trying to see whether you were above them or below them, whether they should be looking up to you and like, you know, scraping and
groveling,
begging,
yes.
groveling,
yeah.
or whether they should be making you do that.
Mm-hmm.
And that was the reason why I left in the end, because it just didn't feel right.
Mm-hmm.
And I have a lot of friends still in the industry, and I feel like God has positioned me for something that's coming, something that he, like a prophetic word, was that basically the truth and the Christians is, and the health is all coming together now, and then the next step will be the entertainment industry coming over, and I'm to be that person that can speak the language of, for the entertainment people, and then bring them in so that they can be encompassed and be told the truth and given the Christian training and given the health training. So and the difference is when those people come over, they're bringing like 5-10 million people with them. So it's going to be a tidal wave. It's going to be amazing.
Pretty extraordinary. Now, we come back to the churchonsundays.com. Is there also a physical facility where people come in or present at a worship service with you, or is it all done by Zoom, online, or however?
So it's done on StreamYard. It's on the
StreamYard.
Patriot Party News.
Okay.
And we have a million people there. Now, we are we've just registered the foundation. We are going to be launching the Nehemiah Project, which is the build back the walls around America, the spiritual walls, to make America God's again. Mm-hmm. And we've literally just started getting the foundation put together for that. So with that foundation, the plan is to build refuges for vulnerable women, because there's vulnerable women in our community
yeah.
that are in this truth or in health community. We need to make sure we provide for them. And then we will also build churches beside the refuges. So mm-hmm. that is next. And then from there, schools and hospitals.
Big plans. Now,
yes.
do you see this being America focused, or do you have...
Absolutely.
Okay, starting...
It has to be America. This is God's country, and Americans are different. There's something different about Americans. America's the fighters, and we have to make America God's again first, and then America will go and help the other countries. And that's coming from a British woman, so I'm just telling you, we have to secure America first, mm-hmm. because America will save everyone else.
Mm-hmm. Extraordinary insights. And I'm really pleased to meet Amelia Love here at the Reawaken America Tour. This is the fun stuff we get to do when you get outside your comfort zone and leave the home and come together and meet people. There'll be other events coming up. Of course, we're going to be in Atlanta for the Next Steps Conference, February 22nd through 25th. I know that you hang out in Atlanta
yes.
a lot, right?
Yes, yes.
So check out next-steps.info. And we'd love to see you there. Remember, RSV10 to get 10% discount on the tickets. But it's about setting up, parallel tracks of health and healing that don't rely upon, whether it be government or medicine, that unfortunately are looking to enslave people, not
yes.
get them well, not strengthen them and empower them.
Yep.
And so
yep.
it's different what we're doing here.
Yeah, I mean, the enemy is real. The enemy is literally looking to lie and destroy and kill. And we have to fight back, and we fight back now. As coming together as one. This is the convergence. We must come together now.
Yep.
We have to walk the walk and talk the talk. And that's why it's so important now that all the leaders are able to drop their egos, leave their egos at the door, mm-hmm. and say, how can I serve?
Yeah.
And that's what I've been trying to do today, is just to make sure I leave everybody even better for having met them. And then at the mm-hmm. same time, yeah. That's what we have to encourage everyone to do, is to be of service to others. While at the same time having self-esteem, not overextending yourself and damaging yourself, people need to fill themselves up with love. But I came in here so prayed up. I was ready to just love on
bubbling
everybody.
Over. That yeah. vitamin L coming out the pores there.
Oh, yeah.
So when we're in Atlanta, we'll probably have to hit the organic Thai restaurant I was telling you about near
yes.
my mom's place.
Yes, 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 yes. I'm so looking forward to it. It's so nice. It's so nice meeting new friends.
Yes,
it
really is. It's fun to do that. And again, those of you who haven't checked it out, AmeliaLoveWorld.com, and we also have ChurchOnSundays.com, and you can check out the good work she's doing and be part of it, and maybe be so inspired to find your mission and purpose in life as well, if you haven't already figured that out. If you have, then you'll love supporting people like Amelia doing God's work as well. So thank you for being here, Amelia.
Thank you for having me. Lots of love, everybody.
All right. Vitamin L to spare. We'll see you in a bit.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. TeamG'day.com. TeamG'day.com.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau d'Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA insist on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
In the health world through the power of radio. It's the Robert Scott Bell Show.
All right, here we are. Special edition of the Robert Scott Bell Show live from the Reawaken America Tour in outside of Nashville, Tennessee. Meeting for the first time Pastor Dave Scarlett here from HisGlory.me and HisGlory.tv.
That's correct. Thank you for having me.
So what brings you to this fine event, this amazing event?
Well, we've been we started off with Clay in Tulsa, and we've done every one of them. We've done the Green Room, and we've done baptisms. At every one of these events, that's the next thing I do here is we're going to baptize the people here. So we've done about 5,000 baptisms and the 17 that we've done prior to this.
So as far as, let's say, a message, communication, it's a wide array of speakers, you know, on a variety of topics. You know, I was on the last event speaking on a lot of health and healing issues because I think people of faith have lost sight of the ability to heal outside of man's arrogance, right? Poison people, inject people. I'm like, they're eating GMO chickens on the weekends at church picnics. I'm like, ugh, we're missing something about not just saving the soul, but the body, the temple that is a great gift that we, I believe, are asked to care for and cherish while we are here. Where was the disconnect in regards to that health message that the churches have lost over time?
Well, I don't know if the church has ever really got it right. You know, you go to a church, and what do? They give you donuts instead of, you know, building the body up. And,
right.
That's unfortunate. You know, we've seen in the last 3 years of COVID, God separating the church from the conforming church and the remnant church. You're seeing the remnant church rise and not having fear, standing up, and looking to God to heal us with natural things that He's created instead of man's. We see what the pharmaceutical companies have done, and they're killing people, literally.
Yeah.
And God has made everything that we need in nature.
Mm-hmm. I agree. And I ask you this, you know, with all sincerity, trying to speak out to people of faith everywhere, and the pastors, those are leading these places, rabbis, everybody. It's like, where did they get, you know, this idea that they need to worship and exalt and elevate man above man in terms of medical man? Oh, let's worship all and praise all our doctors that are here with us today. I'm like, how did that happen? Did that happen overnight? Was that something you saw when you were growing up?
No, I never noticed it, but I didn't keep a strong eye on it back when I was a kid. But, yeah, you know, you, again, go back to their doctrine that they had. I call them seminaries. That's how they're taught.
Yeah.
And to me, at His glory, there's only one doctrine. That's the living Word of God. And He gives us all the answers. You mentioned earlier that our body's a temple. It is a temple. Our body was created after the temple of God.
Mm-hmm.
And we need to take care of that temple.
Yeah, agreed. And like I said, it's so sad to see so many people miss that basic message, that foundational message. And, you know, they think, well, I'm not doing this, I'm not doing that. And then they go out and they eat some really toxic, poisonous stuff. And like, how is that, you know, a glorious thing to do? And I get it. There's a joy in life, but that can be done. You can do those things in a way that is not harmful to you. I think that's, we've lost that ability or the knowledge of it.
Right. Right. And you've got to look to natural ways to do that. You know, Dr. Sherwood, I don't know if you know who Dr. Sherwood is, but him and I, at His glory, we've come up with a Kingdom Fuel.
Nice.
So everything you need in one meal.
Cool.
A meal replacement. It gives you all the nutrition. All organic and all made by God.
Nice. I'm going to have to try some of that. Kingdom Fuel. What a
Kingdom
great
Fuel.
Name.
That's what I had this morning for breakfast.
Awesome. I'm fasting today, but maybe tomorrow morning I could have some breakfast with you like that. But that's, to me, that's very heartening. Makes me very happy to hear what you're doing. Because, again, I think it's so fundamental, the message that when we don't know how to take care of the temple, we become weakened in, you know, this fleshy reality. And then we become dependent on those that would take advantage of us, that are not trying to inspire us to connect with God, but really to control us and manipulate us through fear. We've seen a lot of that lately.
Yeah, and the Bible tells us to fear not, and we see fear take over everything in our society, and we can't do that. We got to be strong in our Lord and Savior and fight. And if you're going to be warriors for Him, a warrior gets their body prepared. I'm a Marine, so you have to prepare your body. It's physical, mental, and a physical war we're in.
Yeah, it absolutely is. And it's sad to me also for those that are serving in the armed forces, how much they are turned over, not as cannon fodder on the battlefield, but as cannon fodder for the pharmaceutical church.
Yeah.
The moment they go in, they're like, inject, air gun, whatever it is, and then they become the experimental pincushions for a pharmaceutical church, which is a false teaching if there ever was one.
Well, you talk about the church. We now are finding out that some of these pastors,
they were taking money.
They were taking money from the government to give the jab.
What's up with that?
That is not cool at all.
Well, listen, Pastor Dave Scarlett, hisglory.me and hisglory.tv. How often can people watch what goes on there?
Every day. We run 24/7 broadcasting on hisglory.me. Hisglory.tv is where we do movies, music, and we reach about 25 million people worldwide in every country of the world.
Well, God bless you, and thank you for bringing the power to heal back where it belongs.
Thank you so much for having me.
Yep. All right. That's Pastor Dave Scarlett on the Robert Scott Bell Show. Thanks, Dave.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com, and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
We'll be right back. USA News update. Senator Dick Durbin said he would not rule out a federal investigation of the Memphis Police Department following the beating death of Tyre Nichols. Appearing on ABC's This Week, Durbin said the issue of police brutality is not isolated.
When it happens in Minnesota, when it happens in Tennessee, and it happens on the streets of Chicago, we've got to be very honest about it.
The attorney for the Western District of Tennessee previously stated that a civil rights investigation into Nichols' death would occur, but not went into the entire department. Congresswoman Ilhan Omar suggesting that racism may be the reason she's been removed from the House Foreign Affairs Committee. Speaking on CNN's State of the Union, the Minnesota Democrat accused some members of the GOP of not believing that a Muslim should serve on that committee or in Congress at all. And a trip to the Super Bowl on the line today for the final four teams remaining in the NFL playoffs. 49ers face the Eagles, then it's Kansas City and Cincinnati. John Schaefer, USA News.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Do you ever get the feeling that the world is being held together with duct tape? Every day we're thrown some new meaningless drama in the fake news to distract us from the reality we're all about to face. Between the government trying to print their way out of debt, military conflicts, the disintegration of our most trusted institutions, and a looming food shortage, preparedness is no longer a choice. It's a necessity. You can trust My Patriot Supply. Our emergency food kits come packed with tasty meals, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one kit for each person in your family. Self-reliance is the only alternative to government food lines. Time is running out. Become ungovernable. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and save on dozens of different emergency food kits while you can. These kits are in stock, ship fast, and arrive in unmarked boxes for your privacy. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com before the next crisis strikes. MyPatriotSupply.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Rocking the health world through the power of radio. It's the Robert Scott Bell Show.
All right, welcome back to the Robert Scott Bell Show. Reawaken America tour is on, and guess who's here reawakening America and the world? Our good friend, cardiologist, Peter McCullough. Dr. McCullough, so good to see you, my friend.
I'm so happy to be here. We're reawakening to basically a whole new set of revelations in terms of what's going on.
I think back to the first time we met a year or two ago. I don't even know now, and we were on the stage together, and all the things that have happened since then, it's like it's a whole different planet since then, even.
Oh, my Lord. I mean, today Elon Musk drops the bombshell that he had a reaction after his second shot and that his cousin has myocarditis.
Yeah. The things that you've been pointing out can no longer be hidden. And now they're just trying to figure out what do we do? How do we soft pedal? How do we limited hang it out, you know, so it doesn't destroy us? You know, talking about the people that have been hiding behind these things.
Well, you know, the thing is, it's all captured on video. So I was reviewing one of these clips where they showed Kamala Harris and Joe Biden and Fauci and all the public health officials making dramatically different flip-flopping statements. Like Kamala Harris saying, oh, I'd never take one of these vaccines. And you know, on and on. Oh, we'll never mandate them. Then they become mandated. And when I look back on it, I'm nearly certain I've made more public statements than all of them combined. Because if they do one show, I do 10.
Exactly.
And you can review all my film, all my video. I am enormously consistent. I haven't been erratic. My views have changed because the data have changed. And all of us as scientists, you know, that's actually what we do. But you and I have not said completely polar opposite things in the last 3 years. It just hasn't happened.
Yeah, I look back at it and I say, we haven't had to apologize for anything.
No.
You know, it's like, look, I'm the first to get, hey, I messed up. Sorry, we got this wrong. We saw new data. Like you said. And the point is, they're having to backpedal constantly, trying to explain themselves away. And, you know, what's disappointing to me is that they still believe that they deserve the mantle of expert. You know, these are the people that have condemned so many people to be harmed and even died.
Or even trust. They've said, trust us. Remember, follow the science. Then at one point in time, Fauci said that he was the science. That he was the science. And I can tell you, as a doctor and a scientist, America knows that I cite the data. I give the first author the study. I'm able to locate it. That's actually following the science. Our public health officials, I can't remember a time when Fauci quoted a study, or Rochelle Lewinsky, or Surgeon General Murthy, or our White House coronavirus coordinator, Jha. They actually don't cite the literature.
Yeah, and it's interesting, you know, you've been doing these tours like never before in your career since all of this came about. I mean, you have this career as a cardiologist, and you have this lane that you're in, and suddenly the whole world opened up and said, Peter, I think we need your insight here, and you've expanded, and of course the things you've been exposed to have altered your worldview significantly.
You know, that's very much true, especially with respect to naturopathic, holistic, chiropractor, integrative approaches. And boy, are we finding out that in so many of these COVID-related syndromes, both you know, post-COVID syndrome and now vaccine injury syndrome, where the traditional allopathic approaches in medicine are really failing.
Yeah, and, you know, I've said this so many times, and, you know, even to you, we've talked before about the things that have happened in local arenas. Like, you know, we've been meeting the doctors together in Utah where we are, the chiropractors, the NDs, the MDs, the DOs, the nurses, all of the holistic and what we call allopathic modalities coming together, the people realizing that we've got a lot to learn from each other, a lot to teach each other, and that we're better for it. We're not somehow diminished because we acknowledge there are certain things I didn't learn, certain things you didn't learn, certain things you learned I didn't learn, and how we're better to come together like this.
It's so true. And this is, isn't it something else that we have to have a novel disease come down, and then we actually have to have a novel set of vaccines that create a whole new novel set of problems to bring us together. So it's almost as if this came down on us, and inner response has been now collaboration that we never had before.
Yeah, and to let us know, you know, we've been off course for a long time. You know, obviously I made choices in my life, you know, going on a career path toward medicine, and, you know, talked about how my uncle told me, hey, it's not going to, you won't be happy if you do this, and explain why I didn't understand until later. And then realized, my gosh, there's so many people that could be helped if we would work together. And yet no opportunity came until the disaster, the crisis occurred. And it's like, we are humans. We tend to get, we could either come together in crisis or be divided. And I think those, what do I call them, elite ruling overlords, like they'd like to be, they try to use the crisis to divide us. And instead, we've decided to come together.
Well, you know, that's true. And the proportionality wasn't the same. So, for instance, among the allopathic MDs, very few came forward to face the virus. it was a greater proportion slightly of the osteopathic doctors, greater for the chiropractors, and much greater for naturopathic holistic doctors. So the proportions weren't the same. And this is the most interesting observation, that it was a blend, I think, of courage, of actually facing this, of also intellectual curiosity.
Yes, yes.
Right? So well, this is something brand new. There's no roadmap on what to do. And then also the fact that the illness itself was amenable to this multimodality approach. We saw so many different elements.
Yeah, indeed. And again, the things we get to learn when we come together excite me, because I'm, you know, at heart, science is something that I truly, truly enjoy and have enjoyed, and been so disappointed by those who claim the mantle of science, not interested in actually engaging in it and learning things that could be inconvenient to their stipends or to their grants, etc. And we've seen Fauci control the NIAID and NIH grants, billions and billions of dollars over decades, to the diminishment of scientific inquiry and endeavor, not to its encouragement.
That's true. And then when we saw corruption in the medical literature, which I think is very important, we saw valid papers retracted for no reason. That happened to me in a paper I had published in Current Problems of Cardiology.
Yeah.
We saw fraudulent papers published in Lancet, New England Journal of Medicine. And then we saw campaigns that we've never seen before. So, for instance, the American Medical Association launches a campaign to abolish the use of ivermectin. Abolish.
Wow.
Since when does a physician organization want to abolish the use of a safe and effective drug that's fully FDA approved that doctors were finding success in treating a novel syndrome?
It occurs to me it sounds more like a crusade against heathens. You know, in a sense, in a religious or cult-like devotion to something, as opposed to an endeavor that says, you know, what's working for people? Let's shout to the world, hey, the doctors that are pointing this out and succeeding and others that are working together. That would seem to me a reasonable response, not what we have seen.
And we saw dismissive behavior with inconclusive trials. So small randomized trials almost always are inconclusive. They're too small. And we saw these declarations, aha, this doesn't work. And I said, wait a minute, doctors in the field are finding success with this. The community standard of care is defined by the body of practitioners in the community. That's very important. It's not defined by the government agencies or medical boards. It's and the initial treatment, the most important thing is, how does the patient feel?
Yeah.
Is the patient surviving and not being hospitalized or dying? And then the doctor's confirmatory observations. And that was going on worldwide, and there was an active campaign to stop that.
Yeah. Yeah, just and overt. It used to be a little bit more subtle or targeted to one or two people. Now they had to confront a growing population of people in the healthcare sector that were saying, this is wrong, and it couldn't be contained or constrained like in the past when you could take somebody out by calling them a name, you know, whether it be an anti-vaxxer. Now that word has lost meaning, because everybody has to question vaccines. In fact, it's causing many physicians to question the entirety of the history and saying, hey, what was truthful? What was accurate? What was scientifically validated versus what we've been told, the stories?
That's so true. You know, as a traditional allopathic doctor, I have accepted all these vaccines as safe and effective. I didn't question them. I took them all, traveled, took some more vaccines. But as this started to come out, I said, you know what? I need to critically appraise the literature. And it was interesting, on my Substack, Courageous Discourse, I just critically appraised the measles vaccine, just on efficacy. And then I found really several measles outbreak that were well published among the fully vaccinated. And then I did the same thing for mumps, and I found the same thing. And as I wasn't declaring anything. I'm saying, listen, I'm just doing a review just so people know the measles vaccine is not 100% effective. And I got emails, some people who are on our Freedom team saying, you can't do that. You can't critically appraise these vaccines. I was like, what?
Yes.
And so there's something about vaccines. It's almost like a talisman. It's almost like it has a sanctimonious position in our thinking. And we've got to stop this. Vaccines are no different than any other biopharmaceutical. They deserve critical appraisal. The vaccines we're using now shouldn't be the same ones in the future. There should be some evolution and advancement and refinement.
And even a willingness to question the premise and discuss, you know, what are the advantages, disadvantages in terms of health outcomes for those that get it, if you don't even manifest the thing you're targeting. But, hey, are you better off or not? Could you have been better off going through a what I call a childhood rite of passage in many senses, in a healthy environment that it doesn't really pose a significant or mortal risk for most?
Well, certainly in today's age, remember, a lot of vaccines were developed in a different era of time. So we know now that, for instance, diphtheria and pertussis, that's treated with a Z-Pak. I mean, how many Z-Paks do kids get if they... we know that deep tissue infections typically are cleansed and receive various forms of penicillin or cephalosporin antibiotics. That covers tetanus. So we've got, you know, we've literally have diphtheria, pertussis, and tetanus now essentially covered. And then when we learn more that, you know, for instance, a valuable vaccine, I think one of the most valuable ones that really, really made a disease go away was rubella. But it was congenital rubella syndrome for pregnant women. So really what would be on the table is women entering their childbearing years having vaccination rubella instead of blanket vaccinating everybody. So we actually vaccinate little boys for rubella largely to protect the mothers. And at some point in time, we have to say, listen, the people who need the vaccine should get them. Those who really don't need them, there's no medical indication. It's not clinically necessary that, you know, we should not do that, because every vaccine offers a stochastic risk for the possibility of an aberrant immune reaction. And some of these reactions can be severe.
Right, severe. And, you know, as we're having this discussion, you know, again, very rational, sane, looking at things, this is what should always have happened. Instead of treating this subject, for instance, like I call it the sacrament in the church of pharmaceutical mysticism. It's like, oh, no, you shall not question. It's like, are you kidding me? The very thing you tell me I shouldn't question is what I'm going to question, because there's something you don't want me to find. And then we can, again, as we cooperate and come together, we may find even greater innovations, whether it be through vaccinology or other methods to prevent, genuinely prevent things that could be harmful in that sense. And I think that's been lost over a long period of time. We're going to take a quick break here, and we'll be back with Dr. Peter McCullough. I'd have him on every day, but then he'd never be on any other show. That wouldn't be fair. So, but always enjoy our reunion together at these various events. So stick around. A lot more healing to go on the Robert Scott Bell Show. Check out the link to Courageous Discourses Substack as well at robertscottbell.com.
Live around the world, the Robert Scott Bell Show.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good, they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best, deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCNteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for Life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for Life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422. Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for Life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for Life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Well, thanks again for being here on the Robert Scott Bell Show. Dr. Peter McCullough, it's a lovely reunion. Look at him smile. Do you see he smiles? This is not a man that's angry. He could be angry. He's been attacked viciously. But no, he finds light and love and laughter. And, you know, this is why when I see people around you, they truly adore you. Is it annoying ever?
Well, you say, you know, being joyful is actually healthy.
Absolutely.
There's a mind-body connection. And so many people in the last 3 years have faced hardship. They've they've had family illness. Sadly, they've had close family members pass away, and they've had hardship. People have lost their jobs. They've had their businesses shut down. And what we've learned is almost all of this didn't need to happen.
Yeah, that's the thing, the tragedy of this. And we look at the individual suffering, the cost for each of us that have lost loved ones at the same time. Then we step back, as we've discussed, and say there's a greater thing happening, too, despite the loss, or maybe because of the loss, that's allowing us to do things we couldn't do before. You know, and it's like, I didn't write the script, but we're here trying to play out and make it the best we can.
Well, Robert, a great, great example of that is independent media. This has been a meteoric rise of independent media, which has been astonishing. The amount of mainstream media that's consumed now is progressively diminishing.
Yeah.
People are going to alternative sources. They want to hear different viewpoints. And of interest, you know, our mobile society, more and more people actually want to listen to radio and podcasts because they're exercising, they're in the car, and they just, you know, they don't want to be distracted with a lot of visuals. They just, they want to hear the content.
Well, and engaging intellectually is something that, you know, they say, oh, the people don't want to hear real stuff. No, they do. I think that's what that's drawing us together as well as drawing the audience to this. And by the way, as well as the books, I'd like to see the comeback of books. Maybe it's happening. Check this out. We've talked about this with Peter and his co-author, with John. The Courage to Face COVID-19 by John Leake and Dr. Peter McCullough. And as we're talking now, there's been a little a cyber attack on Amazon to try and make you not find it. But I hope that you'll get it.
There seems to be no limit to the corruption. You know, Amazon has a fair self-publishing platform. That's what we did. We followed the rules. Our book has over 1,000 five-star reviews on Amazon. That's very hard to achieve. It's a best-selling, true crime, gripping depiction of what happened early in the pandemic, where we've really fully developed the characters, and it's all a true story. And written by best-selling author John Leake. It's the only book in the COVID area that's actually written by a pro, where you're engaged and you want to turn the next page. It's, you know, doctors really can't write books for lay people. It really takes a lot of skill, and you know this, the area of publishing. So what we found out is that, you know, I got an emergency panic contact today that someone had hacked my Amazon author account and it went down. And then the book sale activity just absolutely crashed on Amazon. So now we're in repair mode. We've seen corruption. Let me give you another example of corruption. It happened today. Eventbrite, the ticketing agency. It's happened now twice for me. Programs that I spoke virtually in Australia and then one live at the Colonial Country Club in Fort Worth, where Eventbrite did all the ticketing. They kept all the money. The night before I spoke, they emailed everybody saying the event was canceled, and Eventbrite took all the money. They took all the money.
Just horrible, that level of corruption. We've heard from them before. So if you can avoid using Eventbrite, try to use some other ticket sellers. It would be helpful to let them know, we ain't playing business like that. Now, the other thing is we get to meet so many awesome, good people, like my friend, our friend, Kimberly Overton of the Nurse Freedom Network. Leading with their heart to correct the mistakes of the past and not do them again. My gosh, this is so great that the nurses are really rising up like this. Yeah,
they are offering a new service. Nurse Freedom Network is very important. It's actually concierge nursing. Do you know how many patients that I have need some help? And we're not talking about home care nursing. We're talking about help, being real help in terms of understanding what to do, how to help in getting medicines, how to navigate this complicated medical system. There is an alternative health system that's arising because of the inadequacies of the insurance-based big medical model, where I can tell you, patients who come to the big medical centers, they, you know, they have to pay for parking, they pay for copays, their visit time with the doctor is down to 7 minutes. I mean, it's terrible.
No, but the remnant nursing that I'm hearing about from Kimberly is fantastic, and I'm just, again, honored to meet these great people that are rising to the occasion in the midst of a lot of challenges. They can't do the work that they've been trained to do within their profession because they don't want be mandated jabs. They don't want to give the things that they know are so harmful. And Peter McCullough, God bless you, my friend, for all that you're doing and your willingness to communicate. Stand up strong to this. We love you and appreciate you here.
Thank you.
All right. Remember, on the Robert Scott Bell Show and in life, the power to heal is really yours.
The Robert Scott, Scott Bell Show.
Who listens to radio at night? EMTs, truck drivers, law enforcement, and many other hardworking people just like you, buying products and services from companies just like yours. Many companies owe their success to radio. It's the engaging medium. Call 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest-rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.